America is a nation of change, and when it comes to gay rights, opinions have been changing a lot. Think about it. In January, Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin will become the first openly gay U.S. senator, and Arizona will have its first openly bisexual congresswoman. And that's not all. Last month, Maryland, Maine, and Washington voters approved same-sex marriage by popular vote. That's a first.
This country's evolving attitudes on gay rights is the focus of a new USA Today poll. Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page is here to break it down for us. Welcome back, Susan.
Hey, Sean. It's great to be back with you.
So this poll seems to show at least two things. One, people are more accepting, and two, gays and lesbians are more open. Talk more about that.
Yes, we actually did two polls. We did a poll of all Americans nationwide, and we found, for instance, a 53% majority now support the idea of gay marriage. 61% think gay men and lesbians should have a right to adopt children. So a lot of change there. We did a separate poll of people who identify themselves as gay or lesbian. And among them, here's one of the interesting things we found. 91%, so that's almost universal, 91% said they feel more acceptance in their communities than they did a few years ago.
Now, those communities tend to be geographically oriented to the coasts, don't they?
Well, we know that the support for the issue of gay marriage, for instance, is the strongest on the Pacific coast in New England. It's strong in the Northeast generally. The only region of the country where a majority of residents oppose gay marriage would be in the South. Opposition continues there. But this change in public attitudes, it's affected every region of the country. And we did an analysis of the polls going back 10 years, a decade worth of polls, and found that there's been increasing support for gay marriage in every age group, including 70-year-olds and older, now support gay marriage by 29%. That's not very many, but it's 6 points higher than it was 5 years ago.
We've talked about a lot of things during this past campaign of how the electorate is changing. We've talked about the growth in the Latino voters and the population of Latino voters, young people. How about the gay and lesbian community? They have become a bigger political force, haven't they?
They were a big force in the presidential election last year. You remember in the presidential election this year, I guess we haven't gotten to January yet. So you remember that President Obama endorsed the idea of gay marriage. That helped energize his gay and lesbian supporters. They were a big financial contributors to the Obama campaign. And we ask about job approval for President Obama. His job approval among Americans generally was at 53%, which is okay. His job approval among gay Americans was 83%. So, yes, they're a strong force. And they're, at the moment, united behind President Obama and Democrats generally.
All right, USA Today, Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. Susan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Hillary.